Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the worst fucking podcast you've ever heard. Both mics.
Yay, that lady said the word, the F word. Yay. Welcome to Both Mics.
Hey, folks, Both Mics is a show about nothing and everything. That over there is Mike Sofka.
And that over there is Mike Taylor, and that little box up there is where you can find us.
Yep. Welcome to show number 71 of Both Mics, heard everywhere. Every Friday night, you can find us on twitch.tv/BothMics. You can watch us live, listen to us anywhere. We do YouTube, we do Facebook, I don't know, what else do we do? Anchor, CastBox, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Globby, My Face, Your Face, Stitcher.
Nice.
Find us where you find stuff. Welcome. Nice. So how you doing, Mr. Sofka?
Excellent.
Been a while, huh?
Welcome. We're on 71, is that right?
71?
Yeah.
What's that?
Your age?
That's a 69 with two fingers in the ass?
Yes. That's what show we're on here.
George Carlin's favorite.
Speaking of, never mind. I don't have a transition here. That is a giant whale.
That appears to be a large whale, at least. Yes.
Okay. According to SciTech Daily, they're solving the krill paradox. Researchers find whales eat and poop far more than we previously thought. This is big news. This is this makes me believe that maybe they're the source of climate change, and maybe years ago when they used to slaughter whales, maybe they were onto something, getting rid of them damn whales. They eat and poop too much.
Why did this story lead on the 6 o'clock news tonight here in Jacksonville?
I don't know.
I'm flabbergasted. The amazing news reporting that's happening here.
Yes. This is the thing. Don't sit here and tell me about the cows shitting up the planet. We can't even see some of the whale poop underneath the water. 2/3 of the planet's covered by water. I bet it's covered with whale poop with water on top.
Now, like, if, like, bubbles come out of the ocean and you light it, will it light on fire? Methane bubbles?
That's a good one. I like it. They had these high-tech devices, these little water and filtering unit things. Anyway, it's a bunch of laboratory scientific gobbledygook. Basically, they think that the fish-feeding humpback whales, however, might eat the previously estimated amount or even less. A large baleen whale gets bigger. The anatomical machinery that allows them to eat also gets relatively bigger. See, that makes sense to me. Look at the size of that animal. It's huge. It's like, I don't know, I would say it's at least 36, 40 feet long, looking at that life raft, probably 12-foot life raft there next to it.
Well, all I have to say is I'm glad that the guy from the last show in Fair Oaks in San Antonio didn't have a whale.
Yes.
And he only had a cat and a dog. He didn't have a whale.
He would have been driving a dump truck.
Because it would have been felony toxic. You know, he had, what, five to 500 pounds of waste? He would have had more than 500 pounds, and that probably would have kicked him up to a felony conviction. No?
I thought this stuff was common sense. Whales are big. They eat big. They shit. No shit. Elephants do the same thing. I mean, here's your medal for science, and here's the Pulitzer Prize. What did they give? The Pulitzer Prize? Nobel Peace Prize for telling us that whales poop more than we thought they did. Great job.
Well, it would be a Nobel Prize. There's a Nobel Peace Prize, or there's a Nobel Prize for peace, then a Nobel Prize for science. So, no big alert there, but I'm just happy that they're in the water and not San Antonio.
Well, they mostly eat krill. I mean, that's like tiny shrimp. I mean,
well, whatever, but they eat a lot of it, you know? So if you...
Yeah, maybe I like krill, but I can't have any because these stupid whales are eating it all.
Garbage in, garbage out, you know? So, well, at least there's no corn in the krill.
Yeah, corn. That is not exactly nature's most efficient food.
No. But hell, you can make almost anything out of it, apparently.
Okay, so analysts of the data they captured reveal that whales in the Southern Ocean eat about twice as much krill as previous estimates suggested. Then the krill-eating blue and humpback whales off the coast of California who eat 2 to 3 times as much as previously thought. So they're finding out how much each of these types of whales are. Okay. I put the brakes on this fucking show from the start. This is a good job, Mike. Good
job. I was wondering, like, oh my God, he's going to keep going with
job.
This much?
Yeah, I was beating it. I was pumped for that story. That's why I led with that. I thought that'd get things off to a boom, and it did, yeah. Boom, that's the sound of everybody's hitting the stop button. All right, the longest lunar eclipse this century will happen in 2 weeks.
How can any lunar eclipse be longer than any other lunar eclipse?
Well, they say this one will last 3 hours and 28 minutes, and it must be true because it's on Yahoo.com. A near total lunar eclipse will occur on November 19th with prime visibility in North America. It will last 3 hours and 28 minutes, the longest partial lunar eclipse this century.
By what? Like 30 seconds? A minute? An hour? A week? All right.
Let's see here.
The moon moves at a certain pace. The Earth moves at a certain pace.
It's going to be 23 seconds longer than any other eclipse between...
Hello. Yeah, something negligible that you and I cannot tell with our human eye.
Right.
That's ridiculous. Stupid asses. The moon moves at a certain rate. The planet Earth moves at a certain rate. Everything moves at a certain rate. So what? It's off by 23 seconds? What's that? 1% of the time? Come on.
There are some crazy things going on the planet right now. There's a lot of volcanoes going on.
Yeah, hello. Yeah.
That La Pluma thing. Forever. That La Pluma thing, you know about that? The Canary Islands?
La Pluma? Yeah, something with the Canary. Yeah, that like the Canary Islands are going to fall into the ocean.
Yeah.
And cause a 3,000 foot tsunami. And by the time it reaches the American coast, it's going to be 300 feet high. Yeah, I saw that guy on YouTube. He needs to be chased. He needs to be chased with a stick.
Flipping and what idiot. Else? California was on fire. Then they had those wind and rain storms a couple weeks ago.
It happens all the time. Hurricanes all the time.
Exactly. The time. That's what I'm saying. Why are we freaking out? Everybody's, my God, the world's ending. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's all a matter of what the cycle is in the media. What are we reporting on this week?
What are we diverting attention away from this week?
Yeah, well, either way. You know, you always notice that when there's like a major airplane crash and all of a sudden every night in the news there's something going on with an airplane and then it changes to something else, you know?
I always like to get the seat by the exit row there. You get the more leg room. You like the leg room on the plane?
Yeah. How did we get on this subject?
I don't know.
Of course I like. I'm 6'3". Well, 6'2". I like more leg room. More leg room is a positive thing.
I'm hearing that people are traveling to this Canary Islands.
Oh, okay.
It's developed a new tourist industry there. People want to come see the active volcano. And I'm thinking, who in their right fucking mind goes, okay, they're saying this whole bitch could break in half. The whole island could go down. I booked us 2 seats at 4 o'clock. Let's go.
Let's go. Yeah.
I get it if you have the money.
And keep John Morgan on speed dial. Because if it breaks in two, I'm suing all the Canary Islands.
I'm suing all the Canaries, even the islands.
Yeah.
All right, so the longest lunar eclipse, 2 weeks away. So.
2 weeks away, 23 seconds,
The 19th, what day of the week is that? Let me look here.
19th?
It should be a Friday.
It should be 2 weeks from today.
We can do our show live from the lunar eclipse.
Yeah, I'll hang out in the driveway if it's not 10 degrees out.
Yes. Okay, that's awesome, dude. I'm excited now. How many other podcasts are going to be broadcasting live from the lunar eclipse?
Just the lunar eclipse podcast.
Yes. I am a frontier guy. I am not afraid to swashbuckle my way through the forest there, cut down the stuff with the machete, and be the first one to make the path. I'm okay with that. So Russ Rollins can follow me. Copy it.
Right. Him and his eclipse podcast.
All right. Well, being we're talking about the eclipse, let's go to the alien update.
Uh-oh.
he's mostly, he's an alien. You could be an alien robot, right? Like, not all robots are domestic.
I computed the aliens. They are capable of sinister and dangerous acts.
You weird alien man!
Hey, we're talking about aliens. We're talking about the aliens here on Earth. 7 billion people on the planet, and there's like 5 or 7 people that run everything, got more money than everybody else, got bigger brains than everybody else, and they're advancing our social, or us socially and culturally. Of course, I'm talking about Bezos, Gates, Musk, Branson. I don't know, I'm leaving somebody out.
Your mom.
Your mom. Well, Musk put out a tweet, and it was a Chinese poem. Some sort of old Chinese poem. And all he's right. Got the whole world, like, looking at the hidden meaning here. And what does he mean? Is he selling Tesla? Is he buying another car company? Is he leaving the planet? What is this tweet? What? It's all cryptic. It's in Chinese. Well, let's look it up and get it converted. Okay, this is the actual translation of this poem that he posted.
Translate.
The actual translation. I'm going to translate the Chinese to English for you.
I'm
4 lines. Okay.
Beans, God bless you.
Thank you. Beans a simmer on a beanstalk flame. From inside the pot express their ire. Alive we sprouted on the single root. What's your rush to cook us on the fire? The poem titled Quatrain of 7 Steps was written by Cao Zi, a poet who lived during the Three Kingdoms period of China, which spanned from AD 220 to 280.
That and a phone call. That and a quarter. Will
so does this mean
call.
I should buy Bitcoin or not, Musk? Tell me.
Should I buy beans and grow a beanstalk?
Yeah.
What
are you telling me?
Yeah.
Anyway, there's leading stories that he's referring to 2 types of cryptocurrencies that he's talked about in the past. And oh, yeah, whatever. I'm sure it means the Twin Towers will go down on 9/11, you know, something cryptic.
Right. Know. Somebody will read that into it, you know.
Anyway, so my plans for the weekend are getting kind of flushed out. Yours?
Well, as we discussed last episode, we're not feeling real well here at the house, kind of.
Party too much on the cruise, huh?
I don't know. It was being cooped up. I don't know. We call it the cruise crud. You know, it's not like we have norovirus or coronavirus or anything like that. It's just kind of just readjusting to regular life and the air and all that. So we kind of just are going to chill. We're all going to – us and the boys are going to huddle up in the California king bed. Nice. And watch movies all weekend.
That's good. That's nice.
Which would be nice, but the boys have a birthday party tomorrow, and we have to go grocery shopping. Mm. You know, life things. So tomorrow will be good until about 11 o'clock, then we got to get back to reality and do stuff. And Sunday, nothing, hopefully.
So you've done house flipping and stuff like that, right?
Correct.
Zillow, did you know they were in the house flipping business?
That I did not know. I didn't know they were into, you know, they have the perfect market, you know. You go in there and you say, hey, my house is for sale, and it's like a secondary listing or secondary place to look for homes. Like your first place would be Realtor.com, which is connected to the multi-listing service and your realtors. But then Zillow came along and it's kind of a secondary place to look for homes. So, yeah, if people go there and –
well, they're
Zillow
shutting that down.
Prices.
They're shutting down their home buying operations. They have about 500 homes in Metro Orlando, where I live.
Yeah.
Seattle-based company owns a ton of homes all over the country, yada, yada, yada. Zillow CEO Rich Barton announced the company will shutter its Zillow's offers business, which was buying and selling homes in the market. So
yeah.
Here's my thing. When people are looking up values of houses, aren't people using Zillow?
Yeah.
Okay. So they were setting the price, and so part of this artificially inflated market in a home, in a mortgage, and right now I'm asking you as a mortgage professional, is this a possibility that they have helped create a crisis, which we've yet to see.
I don't think they have enough of the market to be able to do that. But
everything's done on comps, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Everything's done on.
If they're pricing the merchandise and profiting from the manufacturing, basically, you know what I'm saying? They're getting paid both ways.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's kind of. I'm wondering if they're being forced to sell it. Well, I guess they would report that. You know, they would say, "Woe is me, we're being victimized."
Is this a signal from them that says, "Hey, we think this thing's over. We think the balloon's gonna pop."
Yeah, it has to. You know, we've been talking, you know, in our real estate investment group since 2014. We're like, yeah, 2014. We probably have about 18 more months before this starts to turn a little bit. So. And that would have brought us to the end of 2015. And here we are 6 years later. You know, I'm living in a home that's increased in value 25% since we moved in last August. So I'm amazed. You know, granted, we can't sell and go anywhere and make that profit. We got to live indoors. And it's just unbelievable how it's escalated. But I think it's very, very bizarre that Zillow's in the buying and selling. They're kind of double dipping, you know?
I think they would call that, if you were on Wall Street, they would call that insider trading. You're setting the price so you can buy it at that price. You're setting the price so you can sell it at this price.
Yeah. But, you know, everybody who's in the real estate market knows that you go to Zillow and they have their Zestimate.
Make me move price.
A Zillow estimate. Mm-hmm. And everybody knows that they're way off. You know, they've done better recently, but they've always been far off on what their actual estimate or, you know, what their guesstimate is on a price on a property.
Well, this is the first time in my area that I've seen homes that are staying vacant and up for sale right now. Like, I can visibly see it. Like, a year or two ago, it wasn't that way. You know, home, and even maybe 6-8 months ago, it was, you know, as soon as the home went up, it was gone. And the thing that amazes me is, like, my brother, I'm not going to give too many details, but he was, you know, in a buying and selling situation, and he ended up buying one other place and selling his, you know, place he was at for quite a while. And he was, I think it was listed for like 10 days or so, and they were about to lower the price, and like OfferPad or somebody like that came up and gave him like X amount above asking. And
wow.
He was like, yes, take it, stop. I was just getting ready to drop that thing. Yes.
Yeah. Put a check in the mail.
So there must still be some residual value here, but I think the bigger value is in these companies that are renting the places out. I don't think there's as many people. I don't think the, you know, American Dream home ownership thing is available to as many people, or from your end, is that not true? Yeah. Or mortgage business as busy as it's always been, or no?
It's always, well, with rates so ridiculously low, dude, 5.5% interest, you know, 5.25%, and I'm sorry, not 2.5%, 2.25% interest, that's like nothing. You know, it's negligible interest over 30 years in comparison to, you know, what it was.
So if you have nothing but money, if you have nothing but money and credit, you're still a buyer or you're a seller now?
I think you're still a buyer. Yeah, I think you're still a buyer. And, you know, depending on the strategy, you can always be a buyer depending on what you plan on doing with the property.
Right.
I thought something that's very odd. We got a notice from our homeowners association that they were looking to put up to a vote an amendment. Excuse me. That would restrict what you can do as far as Airbnb, and it would also give your homeowners association the right to evict people. You know, you have a home that you're renting and they want to pass it so that the homeowners association could evict your tenant.
Wow.
For, you know, whatever reason. And that's kind of a slippery slope of sorts, you know. I could see it for Airbnb, but for your long-term tenants, you know, your 12-month, 24-month tenants, that can be scary, you know, that your homeowners association can have that much power over who you rent to.
Oh, there's a busybody homeowners association in, you know, in the area we live in, and, you know, they'll take photographs of the sidewalk and say, you need to pressure wash your sidewalk, or you need to pressure wash your house. Your lawn hasn't been cut. Well, yeah, my guy called, his trailer broke. He had to push Wednesday to Saturday. They don't care. I'm not trying to evade any big things. I don't have a trampoline in my front yard. I don't have a garden in my front yard. Lord knows that would throw them for a loop. But you know, I don't have big company tractor trailer parked in front of my house. You know, I'm not
exactly.
I don't have a car on blocks and a boat that looks like it's seen better days in the '50s. You know, anyway. I just thought that was interesting. Sorry to put you on the spot with all the mortgage stuff. Can't hear you if you can hear me. I can't hear you. I didn't mute you. Are you there? Hello, Bueller.
I must have touched my little doohickey. Can you hear me now?
Hey, don't be touching your doohickey while I'm talking.
Exactly. Sorry, bro. But Jacksonville couple... actually a military couple, they had the power washing thing, and they were fined, and like the fine, so something happened where it all started with like $3.70 they owed the homeowners association. So they like filed a lawsuit against them, and they brought the lawyers in and all this, and the $3.70 ended up coming out to like $19,000 including lawyer's fees. So they're trying to sue these people or foreclose on these people for their $19,000 in lawyer fees for a $3.70 fine. I didn't get all the details, but I thought it was ridiculous. You know, all for power pressure washing.
Crazy, dude.
Yeah.
Crazy.
And 20 years ago, no one was pressure washing anything.
Well, they did send a notice and said that they... You know, because I have a second story on my house, and they said that the upper story on this one side looks like it could use some pressure washing. I said, yeah, I agree. Why don't you get some motherfucker out here, climb up on that friggin' roof and do it? Because Lord knows, you know, I'll do it. I have a history with physical ailments, and, you know, me being over 50, if you really want me to get out, oh no, we'll send somebody. Okay, good. Thank you. That's what I thought. I just want to be clear. Who's telling me to do this? So my wife knows, you know, when I fall and bust my skull, you know, who to sue, you know?
ForThePeople.com.
Yes, exactly.
You're welcome, John Morgan. Check better be in the mail.
I want to, if I get into like a wreck or heaven forbid or something happens, I'm hospitalized and, you know, I need to get an attorney like that, I want John Morgan himself to show up in the meat sweats. I want him to show up. I want him to follow my ambulance to the hospital.
Right.
We talked about people coming to town here in Central Florida. Billy Joel is coming to town.
Wow.
I thought this was kind of like is this becoming like the Kiss thing where he's one more final appearance? One more final show tour.
For like the past... God, probably 5 years or so, he's played Madison Square Garden one time every month.
Well, if he can do it, God bless him. He lives right there, you know.
Yep, yeah.
It's going to be a stadium show in Orlando. Camping World Stadium.
Tickets go on sale, I think, to like American Express people on Monday or Tuesday. And then I'm sure he has like fan club stuff, but they go on sale to the general public next Friday.
I've seen him though. I saw him back in his heyday in the 80s, and I enjoy. It wasn't my first. I liked him because from New Jersey, you heard him. You know, when you were in Jersey and stuff. You know, that was like one of those bands that everybody heard. You know, in that area. So, I liked him, but it wasn't like my favorite. If that makes any sense.
Yeah, I never seen him live, and he's on the bucket list.
Okay.
Who's on your bucket list of bands or performers you haven't seen?
The only ones I know are the ones that I'll never get the opportunity to see, and that's like, I don't think I ever saw Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. I think I was at an event where he was there, but I was in another part of the event seeing someone else at the time, maybe. I don't remember seeing him, and that'll never happen, obviously. Right. And I would think that's the biggest name that jumps out to me, because he's a Floridian from Gainesville and all that. And I wasn't the biggest Tom Petty fan, but now that you've taken away my opportunity to eventually ever go see him, now I want to see him more than ever.
Wow. I have a large list.
Well, really, obviously, I haven't put that much thought into this. I need to think about it. Go ahead.
I guess. Billy Joel, never seen him. Always wanted to see him.
Yeah.
Elton John. Elton John's on his final tour.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen him, and I don't think I have any. I'm okay with not seeing him.
To a degree, I'm okay not seeing him because I've gotten this far in life and haven't seen him. But seeing Billy Joel and Elton John, they did a tour together. That would have been fabulous.
Do they turn it into like doing pianos? Are they going to be taking songs in the crowd?
In a way, they did.
You slut, you whore.
like Elton John would come out, do a couple songs. Yeah. Then Billy would come out and join Elton, and they would do a song or two. Then Elton would go off, and Billy would do a couple songs. Then Elton would come back on, do a couple songs. You know, it was like back and forth type
thing. That was a real thing?
Yeah, yeah.
When was this? How did I miss this?
10 years ago? No, it had to be longer than that. Probably in the first decade of the 2000s. Yeah. 2008 sounds good. Paul McCartney.
I saw Paul McCartney in Wings.
Never saw him. I think that's really kind of like it. I think everything else that, you know, Ozzy, believe it or not, I've never seen Ozzy.
Oh, I've seen Ozzy.
Yeah, I've never seen Ozzy.
You're about out of chances. I mean, even 10, 20 years ago, I was like, how is this old motherfucker still standing and, you know, walk? I didn't understand how he could physically function. I mean, he was like, just walking around the stage. I mean,
yeah. Well, it's all muscle memory, you know. He's sang the same songs over and over for how many years. He just has to kind of remember what he's singing and read it off the teleprompter, and he's good to go.
Or at least look like he's doing it as they pump it in.
Exactly. Yeah, I think that's it. You know, and they're all classic stuff. You know.
Well, obviously, I would have liked to have seen people that had died before I, you know, even had the opportunity, like a Jimi Hendrix or, you know, things like that.
I think of that genre or generation, it would just be Led Zeppelin. You know, I'm not a Doors fan. I'm not a Hendrix fan. But Zeppelin would have been cool.
There's a Zeppelin cover band. Apparently, there's supposed to be something big. They're playing in the Villages. They're going to start the show. It's in about a month from now. And at one of the places they have little shows like that there. And they're going to play the entire album, Led Zeppelin 4. That's their big one. And then they're going to play like a lot of the greatest hits after that. And then, I don't know. I just found that interesting that a lot of those type bands, they're playing in these retirement communities. I mean, the Village is a huge retirement community. It's probably one of the biggest and most affluent. They have the most, they say they have the highest alcohol sales per capita, and they say they also have the highest rate of STDs per capita as well.
Correct. That and scrunchie sales yes. of scrunchies.
So you can tell what it is
what your fetish is.
Oh
yeah.
My God. Yeah. But there goes all the business clientele I was going to try to wrestle up in the Villages. Yeah. I used to do a lot of business with people in the Villages. A lot of them were cool. A lot of them were really cool. A couple of them, you know, war veterans and so forth. You know, I enjoyed hearing their stories and stuff. And someone was enjoying listening to their stories. One guy brought in a book, a Japanese book, and then he brought the translation to it and showed how when he was in the service, he was feared, and they wrote about him in Japanese folklore. And yeah, I'm just like, Jesus. And then
when I first moved to Florida, I actually worked at the Publix in Lady Lake, right outside the Villages.
Yeah.
And it was the quietest Publix ever, quietest supermarket I ever worked at. No kids running around.
Yeah.
No screaming. The line for flu shots when that time came around.
Yeah.
Went out the door and down the sidewalk. I couldn't believe it. There was more people there for flu shots than there were people voting.
Wow.
Very weird. And like Christmas came and there was a kid screaming in the store and everybody was like, what's that?
Where is that sound? Check the trap. See if he's on a glue board.
Yeah, it was very weird, but kind of a very cool store to work at.
Well, if you think about it, it's become a little more open around that, and that's because they need so much support staff, and the support staff are working age people, and those are usually the people that are in the childbearing years as well, and, you know, stuff happens, but I get it.
It was Christmas time, and the grandkids were visiting Grandma and Grandpa.
Yeah. So. Crazy. I've had the honor to deal with some of them, though. It was good. It was fun to see and hear different people from different paths, you know, of life. You know, you had to have money and credit to go there and build there. You know, you had to be some. I talked to one guy one day, and I was like, so what'd you do before you retired to Florida? He was like, I was in banking. I go, oh, any bank I might know of? He goes, you ever hear of First Union? I'm like, yeah. And he goes, yeah, I used to be in charge of that. And I go, which one? The one down there on 50? He goes, no, the whole company. You know what I'm like? Jesus.
Exactly.
These are the type of people I'm dealing with here. I'm like,
yep.
Jeez. And then one time I had a guy come in and buy a car, and they don't usually let you out of a car deal, but he's been found to be clinically insane. And the wife had to come in and explain with power of attorney papers that he can't go buy a car. He's crazy. And, oh, yeah, stuff like that.
Wow.
Or a mom and dad would buy a car and the kids would find out about it and be pissed off because mom and dad are pissing their inheritance away. So then they come to the dealership to get involved with the, it's a whole thing.
Yeah. Wow. People are so messed up.
Yeah.
Unreal.
But I mean, I think that's like that in every section of life, not just the old retired folks from the villages. I think there's a certain percentage of people who are certain ways, and that's it. Speaking of certain people, certain ways. This dog here in the Buccaneer shirt here, this dog I'm showing you on twitch.tv/bothmikes or on YouTube, however you're seeing us, we thank you. If you're just hearing us, that's okay. We like you listening, but if you want to see any pictures, you can always check these out on the website. I usually post them like once a year or so. So hang on, I'm pulling up the story here. French Bulldog. French Bulldog's theft at gunpoint leads Orange County deputies to dog trafficking ring.
Wow, okay.
Deputies, this is according to Wesh.com, that's the NBC affiliate, so it must be true. Deputies said the investigation began when a French Bulldog named Bugsy was ripped from his owner at gunpoint off Hiawassee Road in March. I didn't know this was a thing. I did not know that. Owner Jerry Matos said he was stunned when someone would point a gun at him to steal his dog. You're thinking this can't happen. Not here in Florida, the guy says. 2 days after Bugsy was taken, Detective Mike Pierce began receiving tips in the case. One tip came in that Ronnie Baker and Quantivius Williams were suspected of stealing dogs on the west side of Florida. These suspects broke into high-end pet stores to essentially steal dogs, breed them, and make money. Investigators believe the dogs were taken to the home of Dog Man, in quotes, Bobby Rivera, who cut the dogs' microchips out and replaced them with blank ones. Deputies found an operating room in the home, as well as several dogs stuffed in a single cage. While continuing to investigate Williams and Baker, deputies were able to track down Bugsy. Yada, 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 yada.
Wow.
Crazy. So this opened this up to me. Okay. Do certain dogs reflect their owner or the type of owner they are? For instance, like this dog, this French Bulldog. Is there a type of personality person that is better with a bulldog and a type that's better with a German Shepherd and a type that's better with a poodle? I mean, you have dogs. Maybe you can tell me.
I have dogs. You have dogs. You probably have had more dogs in your life than I've had.
Not anymore. The dog is gone.
Really?
Yeah. She's moved in with that the latest.
The latest.
Well, they've been together a couple of years, so.
Ah, well, I guess that's good. But, supposedly, Yeah, they always see that. Oh, yeah, a dog and its owner, they eventually end up looking like each other. So.
And there is that insurance commercial with the guy, I don't know if you've seen it, with the guy with long hair, and he's got a long, shaggy dog with long hair, and they kind of talk about that. I must have missed that one. So what kind of dogs do you have?
Stevie. Nothing personal. The last two dogs, well, the last two dogs I've had are Chinese Cresteds. You know a Chinese Crested?
No idea.
That's the hairless dog.
Oh, my God. All right.
Got hair on his ears, hair on his paws, hair on his tail, but the rest of his body is like yours and my skin.
Wow.
People get freaked out about it, and I did at first, too. But they're kind of cool. They're real cool. You gotta be careful. Put sunscreen on them. They wear sweaters and whatnot, or shirts, so they don't get sunburned. The first one was named Motley. I don't know if you remember Motley. And then the one we have now is Cece, named after the guitar player from Poison.
Well, and here's my deal. What this French bulldog, is he owned by a family, a single person, you think, or, you know?
I think this type of dog is like a single person dog.
Okay. All right, so a bigger...
I don't think it's a family dog.
A bigger but not monster dog, maybe like a lab or something like that, that's a family dog.
I think that's an older couple dog.
Oh, like, yeah?
The kids have moved out of the house, older couple dog.
Yeah, we've noticed changes in our environment around the house since the dog's moved out. We've seen mice on the property. We've seen a cat come right up to the front door like he owns the place.
You know?
Yeah, so we've noticed a difference in the surroundings. The crows come by and they squawk to see if they can see him come outside or whatever. And, you know, it's just like the whole...
Really?
Yeah, the whole environmental area around us is out of balance now because he's gone, you know. Nobody knows what to do, yeah. Right. The squirrels are free to roam the yard whenever they want now, you know.
Yeah. So, now, here's the first thing that I noticed when you started with the story. It said Hiawassee Road.
Yes.
And my question was going to be, was it down by Conroy Windermere Road and Dr. Phillips? Or was it the other side of West Colonial Drive, which is fondly known as Pine Hills?
Crime Hills, yeah, I don't know.
I'm going to guess it's
probably... I'm sure it told me somewhere in the story. I'm sure I glossed over it.
Yeah. They probably come down to the Dr. Phillips Windermere area to find their dogs and then go back and retreat to the Pine Hills area.
So your dog now, does your dog now wear sweaters and shit like that?
Yeah, yeah. And he's kind of a mixture of...
So does he get up in the morning and go, oh, I feel like the blue turtleneck today?
No, he wears the same shirt and he likes it every day until we feel like doing wash. But yeah, he's kind of not a mutant, but with that type of dog, you can get it hairless or you can get like a powder puff that has like a lot of hair.
Powder puff.
Yeah, they call them powder puffs. They kind of have a poodle-looking hair. But I like the hairless ones because they're kind of cool-looking and different. This one's in between. He's a mess. So he looks like he has the mange all the time. And we got him from a shelter. He was in the shelter for 3 years. He was such a messed up dog, but a purebred. So they wouldn't put him down or anything because they can get some money for him. You know, he's not like, you know, pay $15 and you get a dog. He's kind of a purebred, so you pay more to get a dog. And he's just a mess. He's been returned back to the pound a couple times, and they just kept him. So after 3 years, we came across him, and I think his name was Oscar originally, and we changed it to Cece, and he's been with us since. And he's a mess.
How old do they estimate that he is?
Well, from what they said, and adding the years that we've had him, he's like 16 years old now.
Yeah, it's getting about that time.
Yeah, but he's just as good as he was the day we got him.
Well, God bless him. I hope it works out longer. It's just, man, that's old for a dog, dude.
Tell me about it.
That's 142, no, wait, 7 years for a dog, right? So it's 70.
Yeah, well... They say it's 9 years for like the first couple years of human years, and then 7 years after that. So, whatever.
It's like 140 years old, dude. 120 years old. Yeah. Dog's old, man.
Yeah.
God. Well, I hope we still have him around for quite some time now. I just found it interesting you have a dog, and you know there are dog people, like you said, that kind of look like their owners, or the dogs look, or the people look like their dogs. This is Brightline, though.
Yeah.
They're saying BizJournals.com is saying Brightline says it could have up a dozen stations in its planned corridor between Miami, Orlando, and Tampa when the 325-mile route is completed.
We came back from Port Canaveral. We came up with 528. We came out to 95, and then we get 95 north to head back to St. Augustine. And I noticed a lot of construction on 528. And I'm like, are they making this road bigger? And then as we approached 95, I saw this tunnel, and it hit me. I'm like, ah, that's the tunnel for the train. We were driving through the construction area for the light rail, or bright rail, whatever they call this thing, coming up from Miami. So they're working on it out in the 528/I-95 interchange.
So right by Titusville.
Well, south of Titusville, yeah. So right by Cocoa Beach.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So that whole area is all dug up, and they're moving stuff around and making bridges and tunnels to get this just train to come through.
I think I'm a little bit excited about this because now I have more. I'll feel better, I would think, about maybe taking a road trip somewhere. Like maybe I'll just jump on the train. I could take the train back the same day because I don't have to drive that 3 hours. I think the physical driving, I could sleep on a train or whatever. You know, I think that would be cool to be able to go on a train. Hey, let's go to a game in Miami. All right. Don't even have to bother with the hotel if you don't want to. Just zip down there and zip back.
Exactly. I hope they move it to Jacksonville, too.
They say they might have a spot near Disney, near the Disney Springs area.
Yes, that's in the plans. Right now they're going from Miami, Fort Lauderdale, coming up, and then they're going to go down the B-line and go to the airport. And then from the airport, they're going to go to Disney. And supposedly from Disney, it's going to go to Tampa. But, you know, they've been talking about this since I moved to Florida in 1999 and finally kept the promise of getting it done. So now it's happening.
We'll see. Well, this is where the existing stations are right now. Miami Central, Fort Lauderdale, West Palm, and Brightline currently has inline stations in the works for Boca Raton, Aventura, and Port Miami, and then, of course, the Disney Springs, Walt Disney. Other locations where the rail service is considering adding stations as part of the 12 would be the Treasure Coast, Space Coast, and Lakeland.
Lakeland makes sense because they're going to go to Tampa.
They got
to
go through there anyway. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking there's an area outside of Lakeland on the Orlando side of Lakeland, and somebody has a lot of acreage there, and they've incorporated that area, and they put up a sign. It's Orlampa. O-R-L-A. Yeah. Have you seen that?
Yeah, right by Fantasy of Flight.
Yeah. I found that fascinating. So, you know, we're going to be one day. We're going to have those two cities meet almost in that area, I guess.
It happened between Austin and San Antonio. They used to be an hour apart, or they're an hour apart, but it was basically one or two towns in between. But now it's all commercial as you go along. So I believe it.
You could work a job in Miami using this train. They do it now, right? In Connecticut, New York, and stuff? Central Florida to Tampa, Tampa to Central Florida, Central Florida to Miami, Tampa to Miami.
I don't know. That'd be a stretch. You know, I could see maybe, you know, going to Miami on Monday and coming back on Friday.
Right.
Meeting every day. That'd be ridiculous. But
of course, the airport will probably be in there as well. The initial phase of the rail from Orlando International Airport to Disney Springs, starting by the first quarter of 2024, pending approvals. The rest of the 85-mile route to Tampa may start work as early as the second quarter of 2025. Yeah. So, you know what this says to me they're gearing up for? The Olympics. Giving it to the state of Florida. You got Orlando, Tampa, and Miami. You can use mass transit to get people around to different events. Man.
That makes sense, yeah.
But every time... every time they say like these Olympics, these countries like lose a shit ton of money on the Olympics. I don't know if I really want that.
Really?
Yeah. It's not a moneymaker. It's more of a branding.
Yeah. And if you like research it, how many abandoned venues there are that were made for the Olympics, you'd be flabbergasted. You know, they'd be like, yeah, we spent $900 million to make this stadium and we don't use it for nothing. You know?
We had a Motley Crue cover band last week.
Yep, in a 100,000 seat arena.
There is a Motley Crue cover band coming through Central Florida here soon. They're called the Dirt. I don't know if you've heard of them.
I've heard of them, and the drummer is a good friend of mine.
Well, there you go. There
you go. He's from Sanford, or no, Lake Mary.
Yeah, they're going to be like, I don't know, somewhere in Central Florida. It's, I don't know, a couple weeks, I think.
Yeah, Tommy is a friend of mine. And believe it or not, the drummer is named Tommy.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yep. Here's a quick peek of Thanksgiving. And just I'm just going to give a shout out. I'm just going to do it now. I'm just going to say it one time. I'm not going to repeat myself between now and Thanksgiving. I don't need to see a picture of your plate. You're eating the same shit I'm eating. I really don't care.
Yeah. Yeah, turkey, stuffing, green beans, potatoes.
They're saying that Thanksgiving dinner staples could be hard to find with supply chain issues.
Okay, are we importing turkey?
This is according to GoodMorningAmerica.com, so it must be true. Consumers may have to trim their list of trimmings for their highly anticipated Thanksgiving meal this week. Top turkey seller Butterball said it doesn't expect an overall gobbler shortage, but that those in search of smaller size birds could have a hard time.
Okay.
Yada, typically 10 to 12 to 14 is going to be more difficult. Anything over 16 pounds, they're generally more readily available.
Right. Okay. Like what's going to be missing?
I don't know, they don't give any specifics. They're just saying that because of supply chain issues. It's fear. It's what they've been doing supply for chain. Years.
Is there going to be no broccoli, no green beans?
No, they're hoping enough people read this article and they find out there's a shortage and they run out and start power buying right now.
Yeah. Are sweet potatoes, you know, coming in on a boat from China? No.
Well, that's what happened with the toilet paper shortage. What happened was a guy's wife told him to pick up the toilet paper and you have to get this certain brand because this is what grandma wipes her ass with. And he got to the store and he forgot. He tried to call the wife and he got the voicemail. So he bought like four or five different kinds and he loaded them in the cart thinking that the one, he's bound to get the one. Everybody saw him loading up on toilet paper and that's how the toilet paper thing started.
Amazing.
I don't know. I just made that shit up. I don't
really? I was impressed. I'm like, very unlikely, but it sounds good to me.
Sounded plausible, right?
Yeah.
That's what they're doing here. It's all fear stuff. You're still going to find turkey. Crazy. What do you got going on with your lighting? What are you doing?
All right. Isn't that amazing that now I remember to put my light on?
Yeah. Okay.
Is that
all
better?
Of a sudden I can see.
Am I
you
more
now.
Even now?
Yeah, no, you're a lot better. That's awesome. All right.
Yeah.
You remember eating tasty cakes and crumpets and shit like that? Did you eat those?
Yep. They're from Philadelphia. And believe it or not, when I worked for Frito-Lay back in the early 90s, we actually distributed tasty cake. So, yeah.
I like those little peanut butter chocolate ones that they got.
They were okay. The candy cakes I like. The candy cakes are good. And whenever the stuff went out of date, I would just throw it in my back seat and take it home.
Those little ones with the jelly in the middle, those are good.
Those are
jelly crumpets. Yeah. Well, yep. According to CBSNews.com, so this must be true, tasty cake treats sold by retailers across the U.S. are being added to a recall of cupcakes in more than a half dozen states because the baked goods could contain tiny metal fragments of metal mesh wire, according to a notice posted by the Food and Drug Administration.
Yeah, I hate when that happens. You know, and this story reminds me of like, there's people out there like, I don't trust anyone. I don't trust no one. Like, really? Well, then you probably don't eat anything or go to fast food restaurants.
Yeah.
You know, to mass market, mass produce crumpets and candy cakes for an entire country, and for like, you know, this is the first time I've ever heard of this, you know, with Tasty Cake, you know, to do it day after day, year after year, and never have issues with foreign fragments in your product.
You've been eating this shit for the past 50 years of your life. We had one slip up. We're letting you know about it.
Right, right.
And now I'm the devil.
Yeah, but
anyway,
it's surprising. But it always I can't think of the word. Whatever. But people, you know, like, I don't trust anyone. Well, then you don't eat food that someone else has prepared. If you don't trust people, you have to trust.
Yeah, do you bring your own silverware when you go out to eat? Oh, that's right. You don't go out to eat because you don't trust anybody. I get it. I mean, I don't go to some places just because of that. I'm for real, you know, or if I see something I don't like or experience something, I just won't go back to a place. You know, I'm like that. Right. Yeah, it's harsh, but that's what it is. There's this little, not too far from where I live, you may be familiar, I don't know, with the, there's like this little English pub looking type place. And supposedly you can get fish and chips there, and it's an old English pub, and you walk in and it's, really? Everything's like dark wood, and you know, it's a real weird place. But the overwhelming stench of the cigarette smoke in the place is just overwhelming. So I won't go back there. I smelled like cigarettes when I walked out of there. I couldn't even eat there. The people I with were got a drink, and I was like, I'm really kind of uncomfortable. Are you? They're like, yeah. I'm like, well, let's get out of here. Let's pay. You know, I was like, fuck this. I'm out. And I won't go back because of that.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, These Tasty Cakes here, these are sold by retailers including Target and more than 500 Walmart stores. The multi-pack cupcake treats were distributed in Delaware, Maryland, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Virginia, Washington, D.C., and West Virginia. Okay, this is good. It's all Democratic states. We're good. Don't tell anybody. Butterscotch crimpets. I remember having those. Did you like those too?
They weren't on the top of my list. Like I said, the only ones I ate were free ones that were expired. So if I ate all the good stuff and I got down to the butterscotch ones, I'd eat them. Sure. They look just like the ones here in the picture, which
chocolate
is like
cupcakes.
Yeah.
Cream filled chocolate cupcakes.
Yeah.
You know what I liked? Different company, different product. Big Wheels.
Big Wheels. Yeah.
It was a big chocolate spongy type thing, and it came wrapped in aluminum foil. And the box had two of them usually in it, and they're both in aluminum foil, and the box had like an Indian headdress on it or something, like a chief with a big wheel.
Is that kind of like a ding-dong?
No, it was round. I don't know.
Yeah, I can picture it.
So you still eat that stuff now, or no?
I try to avoid it.
Yeah.
I went to Buc-ee's this morning, and I got a diet soda, and I haven't had a soda, like, all week.
Did they have the right cups? Did they have lids and straws?
They had lids and straws, but they didn't have the right cups anymore.
Okay.
Yeah, before we went on our vacation, they had the right cups. I'm like, oh, they got the Buc-ee cups back. Now, you know, today they didn't have them. So I don't know what's going on with Buc-ee's.
Supply chain. That's everybody's excuse now. Oh, supply chain.
Yeah.
Oh, can't do nothing. Supply chain.
All right. Thank God DeSantis is here. He's going to fix everything.
Yeah. We've noticed you haven't been showing up to work the last 4 days. Why haven't you been coming in for your fry shift at McDonald's? Oh, supply chain.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah.
We're at about 5 minutes. Any funny stories from your recent cruise?
Not really, no. Just a lot of salsa people dancing and being loud and not looking where they're walking, you know, just aggravating. But nothing out of the ordinary. Just the fact that everybody had the drink package and we drank a lot. And my sister laughed like nonstop because my daughter is a comedian. So,
she was doing the commentary for people around you, or what?
Yeah, kind of a play-by-play. And she was a spectacle because I don't know, you know, she's got all the tattoos. She right. has like an arm sleeve of tattoos of every cartoon character from the 90s, you know, from Bobby from Bobby's World and the Scooby-Doo gang and CatDog.
Wow.
And Pikachu, like everything is all on her arm. So she was a spectacle, and she was at the pool one day in a mermaid costume. So everybody wanted to get her picture taken with the nice. Mermaid. So yeah,
$5 a pop. We accept right. Bitcoin.
Right, and yeah, so we had fun, and of course, there's both Mike stickers.
I saw that
all over the Bahamas now.
That's awesome,
and on some places on the boat too.
That's awesome.
And she works at a place called Sunshine Daydream. It's kind of a. I guess, lack of a better word, head shop in St. Louis. She works there. She's a manager with them. And she had stickers, too. We were putting stickers all over the place.
That's funny. That's great. That's good stuff. Yeah. If you got a sticker or you want some stickers, you just send me a note. I send you some stickers, and you send them. You put them in a weird place and take a picture of it and put it on our Facebook page. It's kind of like what we do. We're telling you to destroy and vandalize other people's property. That's what we're doing.
Exactly. Yeah, and take no responsibility for it.
Hey, I got an LLC. I'm good. I think that's what that means anyway. Hey, right. one real quick thing before we wrap up, less than 3 minutes. There's a place coming to Orlando where you can drive a friggin' tank, man.
Okay.
It's in Melbourne right now, and I forget the name of it. I don't have the thing, but these are some pictures. I was looking at it, and you can go drive a tank.
I think it's Tank America, isn't
that,
it?
That sounds right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I think they have a... that and like the machine guns, and then they have like a freaking department store size
gun range paintball. And stuff. Oh, paintball, yeah.
Paintball. Indoor paintball, the size of like a Target.
Wow. Yeah. I'm thinking about doing this. I might have to go drive a tank, dude.
I'm sure it's cool. It's gotta be cool.
I wanna run over a car like that, you know?
Right? And that looks like a freaking Lincoln they're running over.
Something. All right, we got less than 2 minutes here. Any shout outs, Mike?
No, just to my bed.
Shout out to your bed, huh?
Yeah, shout out to my bed.
All right, well, remember, hit up my boy Gino Losi if you want to catch some fish in Florida. He'll put you on the fish. He's the man. Check out the Melon Patch Theater. They always got something good going on. Maybe donate some money or see a local production. How about that? My friend Dustin Levine's doing a good job over there. And we will see you next time. May not be a Both Mics show live next week.
Oh, no.
I will be taking myself on the road. Don't know if we can fit a show in there. So, if so, great. If not, we'll see you in a couple weeks. How about that?
Cool.
All right. We're out. We'll see you. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening.
Ciao, folks.
Ladies and gentlemen.